And we want to thank all of you who came out to Current State's very first pop-up stories event at Lansing's Allen Neighborhood Center last evening. We had great weather and a great lineup of stories about being hungry and fed. Deidre Humphreys was one of the storytellers who took the stage last night, and she shared her story about being hungry for Dragon Boat Gold.
So a couple of weeks ago, we went to race at Lake Orion. It's a festival called Dragon in the Lake, Dragon on the Lake in northern Oakland County. And we had been to this race 2 years before and got in third. And so as we went into our winter training last year, it was all about getting our mindset that we were going to win first place at Lake Orion. And so all the time that we're lifting weights and punching the bag, we're thinking about gold. And my red-haired Russian teammate, Alona, all she could say was, "Next time we will crush them." So this is the mindset. Now, I don't tend to think that way. I just try to take things as they come. So we land in Lake Orion in the athletes' camp on August the 30th, and we're getting ready for our race. There are two qualifying heats and the final. So I look on the roster, and the coach has put the roster together for all three races, and he's got me paddling on the right. Now, the way that you paddle in a dragon boat, you only paddle one side. So on the right means that my left hand would be up and my right hand is on the bottom. So if this is, you know, the top, it's like this, and you drag the paddle back through the water. Well, I'm right-handed, so my right side is stronger than my left side. But in order to paddle, I got to turn like this. So this is my weak side. I'm not all that happy about it, but I don't say anything because I'm a good crew member. So we go out in the boat and paddle up to the line. And what they call is paddlers, are you ready? And that's when you put your paddle in and you listen for the horn. And we paddle, and I cannot keep a hold to this paddle. It is so fast out there, and I'm struggling, really, seriously. I'm struggling with this paddle. So we finish the race, and we go back, and we get in our huddle with Rob, and he asks, "How's it going, and how did it go?" And I do like this, and he looks at me, and he says, "Why did you pull your paddle?" And that means I took my paddle out, and I'm like, I didn't mean to. I lost control of the paddle, but I am so mortified that my coach hollered at me in front of everybody else, and even more mortified because we won the race without me. You know, that's a terrible feeling when you're not on when you're on a team and you don't feel like you're contributing, right? So we get 2 hours between races. So the whole time for the 2 hours, I'm practicing the stroke. You know, I gotta get this because I'm on the right side for the second heat as well. So I'm practicing. People come over and help me, and the coach does, you know. And I say to Rob, I say, you know, I just don't want to be the weak sister on the team. And he says, well, you're not. So, you know, just keep paddling. So we go back out, and on the way, I get some of this wax that you can put on the paddle, and it helps your hand grip better, sort of like a super glue. So I can keep my hands on the paddle and keep my paddle in the water. And we run the race, and I keep in sync with my teammates because that's how you get the boat to go fast. And we finish the race, and we win that heat as well. So we did it it's 300 meters, and we did the first race in 1:20, and that second race we did in 1:19. So we're getting better. We cut a whole second, and that's huge in racing. Okay, so we go back, and now it's 2 hours before the final. We're in the final. We're seated number one. Now, how do you get to number one? How do you get there? So what I've learned in being on the team is that to be a winner, you know, you have to be consistent, you have to be persistent, and don't let distractions take your attention away from what you're doing. And one of those distractions can be weather. So I remember this one practice when we went out, I went to practice, and it was overcast, but much worse than what we're looking at today. And when we started to get in the boat, it starts pouring. I mean, it's pouring exclamation points all on my shoulders. And I usually, you know, I'm going the house when it's raining, but the coach says load the boat. And so we have to go out there and practice. And after a while, I don't even, you know, notice it. And I kind of miss the rain when it goes away. So now we're headed out for the final. We paddle out to the starting line, and we have a few minutes because the other two boats have to get out there, and I'm nervous. Rob has switched me to the left side, thank God, but I'm still nervous. This is the final, right? And the sky is looking all angry, making faces at us, and I have to remember, focus, you know, get my attention in the boat, get my head in the boat. So I bring my eyes down, and I'm looking down the center of the boat, and I can see my teammates' shoulders, and I'm like, okay, and I'm looking down at the surface, and then, don't you know, I see that the surface of the lake starts to get holes in it, and it starts to rain, and it starts to rain on my head, and I think, I bet these other teams don't know how to paddle in the rain, but we do. We got this. And I'm telling you this story because we won. We got first place at Lake Orion and a gold medal. So I guess that's the moral of the story is, you know, to hang in there and be a winner. So thank you so much for listening to my story.
And our next pop-up stories event is just around the corner at the East Lansing Public Library. If you have a story that you'd like to tell, keep it right here. We'll have more information on that for you. You can also see that on our Facebook page, Current State at WKAR on Facebook.